Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions, your host, Jorge Gonzalez. As a member of San Patricio Plaza, you know, one of many owners, I've been interested in seeing how the new flagship San Patricio Walgreens store came about. And I have with me Dennis Santiago. Dennis, how are you?
Fine, and you?
Fine. Dennis, in terms of the flagship that come out in the newspaper, how many flagship stores have been inaugurated by Walgreens throughout the United States?
Well, as part of our new wellness program, we have right now three flagship stores in the United States. One of them is in New York City, the other one is in Chicago, and the last one was in Las Vegas. Now we have four, because now we have our recent inaugurated store here in San Patricio Plaza in Guaynabo, Puerto Rico.
Okay, and what is the flagship store? What are the differences, the essential differences of the flagship store versus your regular stores?
Well, as part of our program, we want to introduce our new wellness program, where we want to make a statement of a store that has different departments, like our fresh department that is very focused on having items that are very the nutrition is high for all our customers. We have a different style of pharmacy department, where you have a direct access to the pharmacist, because the pharmacist is in an area where you can reach them and talk with them. It adds also a new concept of a health guy, a person that's in front of the pharmacy that can help you with any questions you may have and related to any of these health items. It also adds to this store a nail parlor, where you can have your nails done and your eyebrows, a whole new flower department, ice cream machines with a lot of different goodies, and a bigger wine and spirit department. All these new departments in a store that has a lot more square feet, it's what really makes it a flagship store, because there are departments that you will not find in other stores. And the way the store is laid out, it's not the typical where you see all the gondolas are lined up. Right now, if you walk into our stores, you're gonna find that all our gondolas are placed in different ways to kind of interrupt the way you shop, right, and make it interesting for you to find the items in the stores.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, from a personal experience with my wife and my daughters. I came for Mother's Day and got some produce that I needed, lettuce and tomato, and it was fantastic. Everything nice and fresh and all. And then my daughter has already used the nail. Everybody is talking very highly of how the layout and how bright and open everything is.
One of the things that has been a big, really surprised us real strongly is that we have a new ice cream joker machine, that the ice cream is low in sugar and it's really good. And the supplier was talking with us the other day, saying that what other flagship stores had done in sales for 2 months, we have done in 2 weeks.
The store has been great.
Especially the ice cream section, the customers love it. If you're sitting here at noon and you're just watching everybody walk through, you'll see everybody has either a sandwich or a salad or an ice cream in their hand.
Tremendous. and I think that kind of answers to somewhat the question I had with respect to success. It's been highly successful. But why did you choose for San Patricio as the flagship store? I mean, Walgreens chose San Patricio as the flagship store, which is kind of special given the few that have been opened in the United States, and this is the first one in Puerto Rico.
Well, there were three main points to choose San Patricio. One is the location. San Patricio is right in the heart of Guaynabo, which is a very good town for us. The demographic of San Patricio's was also a good factor, because it has a lot of walking customers. And this type of merchandise that we added to our stores, we really are thinking about customers that are they only have like an hour for lunch, and they want to do a lot of things in that hour, and we want to make sure that we can get them in and out of the store really fast. Plus, the other thing is that the store had enough space to add more departments. We had on the first floor a stock room that we were able to relocate to the bottom part of the store, and so we took all that space where the stock room used to be, and we converted that to sales floor. So we were able to add the new look boutique and other departments because we had the space in this particular store. So if you combine all three items, you know, like location, demographic, and space, that's how it came out to be the new San Patricio flagship store.
Oh, terrific. By the way, Dennis is the district manager for the Bayamón, Guaynabo,
and San Juan area
with about 30 stores under your administration, under your supervision, right?
Yeah, I've been working for Wergings for the last 34 years, and I've been a district manager like for the last 16, and I can probably say that I have most of the Bayamón, Guaynabo, San Juan area, and I'm very fortunate to be in charge of this story.
Well, we've run out of time. I want to thank you for putting us up to date and how a decision is made by a company like Walgreens. So have a good day, Dan.
And thank you for having me. And I would like to invite everybody to our new San Patricio flagship store. So everybody's welcome.
Terrific.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.